Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, coming at you live from my, hopefully, clean coffee mug. You know, in today's world, it feels like we're constantly being bombarded with messages about productivity, hustle, and achieving the next big thing. And while those things can be motivating, sometimes, just sometimes, we need to hit the pause button and remember something super important. Self-compassion. Ever felt that nagging voice in your head telling you you're not good enough, not smart enough, not fast enough? Yeah, I've been there too. It happens to all of us. We set these impossible standards, then beat ourselves up when we fall short. But what if I told you there was a better way? A way to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a friend going through a tough time? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or being lazy. It's about recognizing that you're human, and humans are messy, flawed, and wonderfully imperfect beings. It's about acknowledging your struggles without judgment and offering yourself support and encouragement instead of criticism. Now, let's break down some key takeaways to really sink our teeth into this whole self-compassion thing. Firstly, remember that you are not alone. Seriously, everyone messes up. Everyone feels insecure sometimes. Comparing yourself to others on social media is a recipe for disaster because it only highlights the things we perceive as lacking in ourselves. Remember, those curated online personas often don't reflect reality. It's like comparing apples and oranges, or, you know, Instagram filters and actual faces. Secondly, practice mindful self-talk. When that inner critic starts chirping away, try to challenge those negative thoughts. Are they really true? Would you say these things to a friend? Probably not, right? So why are we so harsh on ourselves? Try replacing those critical thoughts with something more compassionate and encouraging. You've got this. Thirdly, treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer a loved one. You know that friend who always seems to have your back, who offers a listening ear when you're down, and who celebrates your successes. Be that friend to yourself. Take time for things that nourish your soul, whether it's a warm bath, a good book, or spending time in nature. Fourthly, embrace imperfection. It's okay not to be perfect. In fact, striving for perfection is often counterproductive because it sets us up for disappointment and self-criticism. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate your small victories and learn from your mistakes. And finally, remember that you are worthy of love and compassion, just as you are. This isn't something you have to earn, it's your inherent right. So go ahead, give yourself a big hug, metaphorically or literally, and remind yourself that you are loved, you are capable, and you are enough. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I was working on a project deadline last week, feeling super stressed, and my brain was basically running laps around itself. I started getting caught up in all the little details, panicking over things that weren't even that important in the grand scheme of things. Then, I stopped for a second and took a deep breath. I reminded myself that it was okay to feel stressed, but I didn't have to let stress control me. I treated myself to a cup of herbal tea, listened to some calming music, and focused on taking things one step at a time. Guess what? Things got done. And you know what else? I felt a lot better in the process. So remember, self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's the foundation for a happy and fulfilling life. By treating ourselves with kindness and understanding, we create space for growth, resilience, and joy. All right, let's recap what we learned today. We talked about challenging those negative self-talk patterns, embracing imperfection, and extending that same love and support to ourselves that we offer to others. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try to implement into your life today to practice more self-compassion? Share it with me on social media using the hashtag #MorningDumpReset. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes where we dive deeper into all things mental well-being. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.